If you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Samuel. Just want to say how good it is to see all the mothers here this morning, and just think where we'd be if we didn't have a good godly mother bringing us up this morning. Man. Certainly wouldn't be in church. Starting off here in 1 Samuel chapter 1, start reading here in verse number 2. Said, and he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and then the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to proclaim your word this morning, Lord. Just give me the words you would have me to say, Lord, and none others, Lord. May they be seen as your words and not my words, Lord. May everyone that's here today, Lord, may they receive a blessing from your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We see here in the chapter 1 of 1 Samuel of a man and his two wives. One had children and one did not. The Bible doesn't explicitly tell us, but I would assume that Hannah was probably his first wife, and because she was barren and had no children, he took a second wife so that he could have children. As was customary in those days, they wanted a male offspring to carry on the family. Just like in the royal lines, they wanted to continue the tradition, the names, and the family through their male children. So we see here the story of Hannah, the woman who wanted children but had none. We also see that the family followed religious tradition and followed the Lord, and was making their yearly trip up to Shiloh to make their sacrifice. We also see here in verse 6 that the second wife provoked the first because she had no children. Just as it is today, the devil will always find someone to get under our skin when we're trying to serve the Lord. Just when we're trying to do right, the devil's always going to find that personality or that person to come in our path in an attempt to find for us to find the potholes in the road and to divert us onto the wrong path. Verse 7 says, and he did so year by year. When she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, to her said, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why not eatest thou? Why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So we see that her husband did not quite understand the problem. And his solution to try to cheer her up was to say, hey, I'm better than 10 kids. He didn't understand because he was asking questions. What's the problem? Why won't you eat? So we know that not having children grieved Hannah severely, because to the point that she would not eat. So Hannah rose up after they had had their meal in Shiloh. And it says, now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. So we see that after the festivities were done, she went into the temple. Even though she was heartbroken, she was grieved, she was sore, and she prayed unto the Lord. Verse 11 tells us that she vowed a vow unto the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall come no razor upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. So we see here that Hannah had gone into the temple to pray, to cast her cares to the Lord, and yet even the priest thought she was drunk because she was so grieved. Her mouth moved, but nothing came out. Verse 14 tells us the priest said, "How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belenai, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." So we see that the priest had no idea what her prayer was, what her needs was, but he told her to go in peace because the Lord would answer her. I believe one of the reasons that the priest knew that her prayer would be answered was because he knew that she was in such a condition that her prayer truly came from the heart. Unlike today, sometimes when we pray, it's just our lips moving. We're just kind of going through the motions. But here, he knew that it came from the heart, because she was so grieved, and she prayed. She didn't have to speak out loud or yell, but she just sat there and prayed to the Lord from her heart. And the priest said, "Go, and your prayers will be answered." Verse 18 tells us, she said, "Let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was sad no more. So we see that in her prayer time, she was truly casting the care upon the Lord. Because when she left, she was able to eat. Her face had a smile on it, because she had cast her care upon the Lord, just as we can do today. She knew that the Lord was going to answer her prayer, not in her timing, but in His. Verse 19 tells us that they rose up in the morning early, worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not, for she said unto her husband, "I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever." And Elkanah her husband said unto her, "Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until I have weaned him only. The Lord will establish his word." So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and said, and the child was young. And they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee praying unto the Lord. For this child I pray, and the Lord has given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also have I lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent unto the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. As we see here in chapter 1 of 1 Samuel, we see a woman that had a need. She had a desire that God had put in her heart, but yet she was unable to feel the desire on her own. We see that the devil had put someone in her path to aggravate her about her being unable to conceive children. And we see that Hannah came, got on the altar, and prayed out of her heart and said, "Lord, remember me. I want a child." She prayed from her heart. She didn't go through the motion. She didn't pray some pre-written prayer. She just prayed out of her heart unto the Lord. And we see that the Lord did answer her prayer, because it was a sincere prayer from her heart. And we see that before they came the next year to Shiloh to pray, she had born a son. And that she continued through with her vow to the Lord and lent him back to the Lord, that as long as he liveth, he should be lent to the Lord. The Bible finishes up the chapter there telling us, and he worshiped the Lord there in Shiloh with the tabernacle. The things I want us to see from the example here of Hannah is that we have to pray from the heart. The Lord does hear our prayers when we pray from our heart. I think a lot of times we get so caught up in the world and the busyness of life, a lot of times we don't tend to pray out of our heart. We just tend to get in a rut and do the same motion time after time. Kind of like when we say the blessing. You notice a lot of times we tend to say the same prayer every time we eat, over and over and over, instead of it being a true prayer from our heart. The second thing here that Hannah was a good example of was she kept the faith, even when somebody, in this case in her family, was needling her about it, constantly making fun of her. Yet she kept the faith and still prayed to the Lord. She didn't give up hope. She kept the faith in her Lord because she knew that the Lord would answer her. And then the third thing we see is that she kept her vow to the Lord. That after she had gotten what she had prayed for, she lent her son to the Lord. As he was old enough, she took him to the temple and turned him over to the priest, that he may be trained and that he worship the Lord there with the priest in the tabernacle. You know, a lot of times today we say our prayers, we get what we want, and when times are good, we tend to forget the Lord. But as Hannah did here, the Lord did his part, but she also followed through on her part. She kept her promise to the Lord, just as we should always keep our promises to the Lord. As we read on through the book of 1 Samuel, we see that the Lord here is beginning a monarchy that would come through Hannah. Just as several times in the Old Testament, the matriarchs of the nation of Israel a lot of times were barren, as it is a sign to us that we cannot do things on our own, but we have to depend on the Lord to do whatever it is. Sometimes something as simple as having a child, we need to depend on the Lord, pray to Him and ask, and not just take it on our own that we can do it without Him. So this Mother's Day, I challenge you, to all the mothers here, to follow the example of Hannah, to keep the faith, to train up their children in the way that they should go, for the Bible tells us they will not depart from the way they were trained up. Follow the example of Hannah. Even though times people will come and make fun of us for our faith, simple things in life that we may not have, the devil will always send somebody to point out what we don't have. We have to remember what God has given us and what He has done for us and what He will do for us. So this Mother's Day, let's be grateful for what the Lord has given us and what He will give us in the future. Because as we see here, the Lord does answer our prayers. He's never early, He's never late. He's always right on time in His schedule, not ours.